Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, well, I must say we have sun. We had sunshine today, so it is so wonderful not to see the clouds or the rain. I know it's been a blessing for trees and the birds and all of those to have water, but I think we had enough rain for the last 2 weeks, but I thank God for it. And it is so good to see sunshine today. It was such a beautiful day out. Well, tonight, first and all, I want to thank Sheila for taking over last Tuesday while I enjoyed my new grandbaby, Journey Irie Moore. Yes, she was born last Monday morning at 11:39 a.m. And she is, I'm sure she's more than 6 pounds and 12 ounces now. I saw her tonight, and her face is much rounder than it was when she was born. So she's eating and just eating and sleeping. But it was a quick delivery for my daughter. Just a little over 4 hours, a Journey came into the world, and she had it all natural. And they both are doing great. It's a joy to see how God, you know, it's more or less how, not nature, but just how God put things in perspective as far as how a woman carries a child for 9 months and they deliver and all of the different things that, you know, it's just so amazing how each step, how you see how the gift that God has given you and the mother when the baby is born, because it's just so amazing how it all takes place. I mean, it was a wonderful delivery, and now they do in the hospital. I guess last time when Josiah was born 3 years ago, he was taken to ICU, and because he was not breathing properly. But this time, Journey was fine, and they do this thing called skin to skin. I didn't know what they were talking about. Like I said, everything has changed, where they put the baby. Once they sort of, they don't really clean up the baby entirely, just clean it enough for to put the baby on top of the mother's chest, skin to skin. And they let the baby and the mother connect together for 1 hour before they even do anything else. They do not clean the baby completely, wash them off and put in, you know, clothes and stuff on. They just let the baby and the mother connect together, and she just laid there on top of my daughter's chest and just was just as calm as ever and was at peace because she was connected and was still connected with her mom. And it's just so amazing how things are done now, because I never heard of skin to skin until this past Monday. But it was wonderful. Everything went well, and I'm enjoying my grandbaby. Josiah's a little whiny because he feels that his territory has been taken away. But we try to encourage him as much as we can that he's still special too. But he's still feeling a little bit of sensitive about Journey. He smiles at her and always wants to take a look at her. But you can tell that he's a little jealous, and it's natural for him to be that way. But anyway, his birthday is this coming Sunday. He'll be 3 years old. So we're going to make a big thing over Josiah this weekend. We're going to take cupcakes and different and sip-ups and stuff like that to the daycare on Friday so he can enjoy his birthday with his classmate. And then on Sunday we'll have his birthday get-together, and we're going to make sure that he has a good time. So he can feel special. But all is well, and thank you all for your blessing and your prayers and your congrats. Really appreciate it. It has been wonderful. I went to see her this evening, and it's the way she would not sleep in her. I bought her a little old time bassinet, but it's not. It's made of wood instead of that softer material thing. Excuse me. And she doesn't like sleeping in there. She doesn't feel, I guess it's not a lot. We also have a little small, my girlfriend gave her a little small, it's called Moses basket. Just like you see the basket on the movie where they went, the Moses was put into the basket and it went down the screen. So it looks just like that. She likes sleeping in there. She feels very comfortable. It's softer, and it's closer. I guess it's not airy. So we had to put, my daughter had to put the whole Moses basket into the other basket and for her to sleep. And she sleeps peacefully, but she did not like that other basket that I, the bassinet that I gave. So, you know, she is going to be a little picky little girl. You know how girls are. Very funny and picky, and she's already showing her true colors. But let's go on with the show. Tonight we're going to talk about the rewards of patience. How patient are you? Do you pray, leave it there to God, and just wait patiently until he answers it, answers your prayer? Does he really do that? Or when he doesn't answer it right away, sometimes he can take months, years. Yeah, I have some still prayers on my altar that have not been answered yet. And it's been many years. A lot of them have been answered. But those ones that he has not answered in several years, many times I question God and said, hey, did you forget about this prayer that I put here for several years ago? Why haven't you answered that yet? I know you've answered these, but what about this? So I know many of us become very impatient when he doesn't answer prayer. It could be a small prayer, but guess what? God has his own timing. And one thing, we cannot rush God. He has his own time to answer our prayer. And I want to talk to different scriptures that talks about patience. Patience is a valued attribute found throughout the scriptures for the child of God. And I want you to consider that's coming from these different scriptures, the rewards of patience. Patience provides us a better end than the present. Coming from Romans, the second chapter, 6-7, God will render to each one according to his deed, eternal life to those who by patience, continuance in doing good, seek for glory, honor, and mortality. Patience wins the approval of God. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he turned to me and heard my cry. That's coming from Psalms 40. When I am going through a certain situation, tribulation, or whatever you want to call it, there are certain scriptures that I go to. And Psalms has many of those that I always read and probably get strength from, and patience. And one is the one they just mentioned, Psalms 40. Well, I would like to read the whole 40th, because I like reading this, because this prayer is a prayer of praise from David, and also going towards the end, it's a prayer for help. And this is coming from the New International Version. I waited patiently for the Lord, because many of us say this all the time. I waited patiently, Lord, but when are you going to answer my prayer? But reading Psalms 40, and this is what David is saying to praying to God. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pits, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in him. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, who does not look to the proud, to those who turn aside to false gods. Many, Lord my God, are thy wonders you have done. The things you plan for us, none can compare with you. Were I speak and tell of your deeds, they would be too many to declare. This is David praising God. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire. My ears you have opened. Burnt offering and sin offering you did not require. Then I say I am. I have come. It is written to me in the scroll. I desire to do your will, my God. Your law is within my heart. I proclaim your saving act in the great assembly. I do not seal my lips, Lord, as you know. I do not hide your righteousness in my heart. I speak of the faithfulness and your saving help. I do not conceal your love and your faithfulness from the great assembly. Do not withhold. David is asking for help now. Do not withhold your mercy from me, Lord. May your love and faithfulness always protect me. My trouble without numbers surrounds me. My sin have overtaken me, and I cannot see. They are more than the hairs of my head, and my heart fails within me. Be pleased to save me, Lord. Come quickly, Lord, to help me. May all who wants to take my life be put to shame and confusion. May all who desire my ruin be turned back in disgrace. May those who say to me, Allah, Allah, be there at their own shame. But may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who long for your saving help always say, the Lord is great. But as for me, I am poor and needy. May the Lord think of me. You are my help and my deliverer. You are my God. Do not delay. See, it ended like that. You are my God. Don't delay. Right there, we're being. David was impatient because he wanted God to answer his prayer. Patience makes us a good example for others. We ourselves, this is coming from 2 Thessalonians 1:4. We ourselves boast of you among the church of God for your patience and faith in all your persecution and tribulation that you endure. Patience perfects our character. This is coming from James 1:4. Let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Patience gives us hope. Yes, it gives us hope. And this is coming from Romans 15:4. Whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we through the patience and comfort of the scripture may have hope. Also, patience is better than strength. That's coming from Proverbs 16:32. To think about it, our electronic world does not encourage patience. Everything is quick. You know, now everything is so electronic. You can get information from a cell phone, smartphone, iPhone so quickly. You don't have to go on the computer. It's at your disposal, right? On the smartphone and iPhone, you can get that information immediately. What used to take days, even weeks, now can be done in minutes. Not everything can be rushed, though. God still does things in his own time, and he has his own timing. He won't be bullied or hurried. He wants us to strengthen and test our faith. When you feel impatient waiting for God to move on your behalf, you need to resolve to trust him. Surrender yourself to him so you can be sure that he knows what's best. He knows the right time that he wants to do certain things for us. And sometimes he answers our prayer immediately. I mean, it's We pray, and the next thing, things are happening. But he has his own time on things that he doesn't answer right away. And it is very hard to be patient sometimes because you want these things to happen now. You don't want to wait for, if you have a daughter or a son who's misbehaving, you don't want to wait months and months later for your daughter or son to start acting better. But in time, you have to deal with those situations in a certain way. There's certain things that you have to do to help your children to do better. There are certain things that God wants us to do. He doesn't want us to just answer those prayers immediately. but we have to work in getting those things accomplished in his own time. And it's very hard to be patient when you watch things happen. You know, just like a drug addict, you want your relative to stop taking those drugs, and you can't understand why that person can't do it. They go to a rehab, come right back, and later on they get right back on it. Your patient, you lose patience because here you're praying to God, asking God to please deliver this person from this drug, and you can't understand why it's taking forever for your prayer to be answered. But just like it says, God has his own way and his own timing to do things. In Psalms 37:7, be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do you remember as a child waiting for Christmas morning? And boy, I know you can remember those days. You can't wait you can't even go to sleep. I mean, you go to bed early because your parents put you to bed, but heck, no, you can't even sleep because you can't wait until the next morning so you can start opening up all those gifts. Even when you're opening your birthday present, you just can't wait. It all happens in due time. That's what your mother and father would say. God won't withhold from you just to be cruel or make a point. God is not like that. He has a loving and kind heart, but he knows that the right time that he needs to answer our prayers. But he does see the big picture, and he knows the right and when, and where, and how. Let me say that again. He knows the right, when, where, and how. He knows when he wants to bless us and answer our prayers. He knows where to do it, and he knows how to do it. He has all powers in his hands. We must trust him. Don't get anxious. Just wait. You will see what God has promised you all in due time. Patience enables us to inherit God's promise. This is coming from Hebrews 6:11-12. And this is what Paul says. We want each of you to show this same diligence to the very end. Be patient to the very end, so that what you hope may be fully realized. We do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised. So when God promises us something, he's going to deliver. But guess what? He delivers in his own time. I'm waiting for something now that I've asked God. Yeah, I have been impatient because I can't understand. My situation is more, I have been impatient to some degree, but I'm waiting for clarity. That is the problem that I'm having. That's the problem I'm having. Clarity. If he would give me clarity on this situation, I could wait it through until the time. But I'm at a point where I'm not sure what I need to do at this particular time while I wait. Do you feel that way sometimes? You want to be patient. But while you're waiting, you want to know if there's something that you need to be doing in the meantime. What type of work, that he wants you to continue to do with the situation until he blesses you and answers your prayer. That is more of a question for me, being patient, because sometimes I get to a point where, what do I do? If I'm going to be patient, do I try something? I don't want, just like Paul said, you know, don't become lazy. That's what I tell God. I don't want to, I want to be victorious in the situation. I don't want to be defeated. So while I'm waiting, what do I do so I can continue the process until you answer my prayer? But there are lots of questions I'm sure many of us have in these days. The things that are happening in the world, why are they happening? We know time is near. But the things that when an innocent little child, just like the young girl that got shot, 15-year-old, sometimes those deaths seem to be very senseless. But you wonder why these things God is allowing these things to happen, or why doesn't he protect some of these innocent bystanders? Well, that's how we have to go back to the scripture, Proverbs 3:5. 5-6, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not to your own understanding. That's what we have to do there. Trust him and still be prayerful for those people and their family. That is the end of my message for tonight. Be patient in the Lord. I have a couple of announcements. The deadline for the cruise is today, but we have extended it to October 15th. That is next Thursday. So if you know anyone that's interested in going on the cruise, our 2016 cruise to Grand Cayman Island and Cozumel, Mexico, please call and let me know. We still have plenty of rooms, but it's a blessing that we have 26 people already ready to sign up and ready to go on that cruise. So you want to get your numbers in there. I want you to come and join us and enjoy some great time on the Carnival Paradise cruise line with us September 17th through the 22nd of 2016. This trip is all-inclusive, so the payments that you're going to be making will include the bus to and from Tampa to the port, the cruise itself, which includes gratuity, taxes, and everything. All you have to do is pack your bag and just get on the bus with us. And we get to Camp Tampa, and we're going to get on the cruise line and just have nothing but fun. Just know that everything, you're going to have a great time. So we have plenty of room, and we got time. You got until October 15th, which is next Thursday. Give me a call. I have some more application. I can email it to you. You can come by, or I can mail it to you, and you can come by. So whatever way that you want to get that application, the application must be filled with $1 deposit. And that is it. Oh, by the way, we're going to have a meeting, our monthly meeting, on the third Saturday morning from 9 to 10:30 a.m. And we have going to have more than a continental breakfast. I am going to fix something special. But I'll talk about that next Tuesday. So I want you there because there's plenty of things that we want to do in the next 2 months of this year. That's the end of our show. Thank you for tuning in. Be blessed and pray for the people in South Carolina. That's my family is there too, but they all seem to be doing okay. They are not in Charleston, but 45 minutes away. So pray for people there. And asking God to, you know, supply their needs and you know, and be prayerful for them to get through this time in their life. So have a great week. Be blessed. Tune in again next week, same time, from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Be blessed and good night.
In this life, you will have trouble. You can't avoid it. You can't get around it. But you can live through it.
Let's build.
life after this is over.